I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. We are talking with civic engagement organizer from the Nature Conservancy, Sydney Ahrens. We've been telling you all morning about this event coming up a week from Thursday in Cohasset, a week from Sunday in Bemidji, and it has to do with the Mississippi River, our Mississippi, our future. Sydney Ahrens joins us now. Sydney, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Heidi. I'm excited to be with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this group and why you are holding community forums.
I would love to do that. So like Heidi said, I work for the Nature Conservancy as part of the Our Mississippi, Our Future issue campaign, which is an initiative focusing on keeping clean water clean here in Minnesota. And we know that there are some major issues right now in the latest Minnesota Pollution Control Agency report. We learned that 56% of Minnesota's waters are impaired, which is quite alarming. And we know that we're Minnesota and we're a clean water state. That's not who we are, and we need to do something about it.
So what does do something about it mean?
So we know that in 2008, when the Minnesota voters overwhelmingly passed the Clean Water Legacy or Land and Legacy Amendment. It was fabulous. It shows that Minnesotans take nature seriously and we think it's important here. But the intent was to increase conservation funding to protect our wildlife and drinking water for current and future generations. Unfortunately, we've become way too reliant on the legacy money, and ever since the amendment was passed, the state drastically cut bonding dollars for conservation. So at best, we're treading water, and at worst, we're losing ground. But it's a bonding year this year, so we want our voices to be heard and help restore those traditional sources of funding and invest in those most important lands and waters.
So I want to thank you. I get to be the moderator at this event on a week from Thursday, and you have, as you refer to them as key stakeholders, and that can mean, I mean, that should mean you and me and John Latimer, all of us are key stakeholders in clean water, but it's an interesting mix of people who will be speaking, as well as sharing of stories of the people who attend this. But can you kind of give us an overview of who will be there?
Yeah, so we're really excited to welcome Senator Justin Eichhorn to be part of a short panel. We have speakers such as Andy Ahrens from Soil and Water Conservation District. We have fisherman guide Jeff Sandeen. We have all sorts of people who will be joining to share stories. And we also want all of our stories to be heard. So we're welcoming community members across the board with public officials and legislators to come share their stories, talk with each other, and make their voices be heard.
You know, I think it's an interesting thing. I think we forget that legislators are listening to constituents or any elected official, that it's kind of, we're learning kind of some of the big issues. If clean water matters to us, that we can then go later to our legislators to let them know about that. Can you tell us a little bit more about what people can learn specifically when it comes to how to deal with elected officials?
Yeah, so the one big thing we're trying to do with the forums is open up that platform and let people sit and enjoy some soup while they're talking to their legislators and other public officials, and knowing that they're people just like us, and the more that they know that you care and the more they hear from you, the more likely they are to listen to your opinion and take action on it.
You know, part of this is going to be, there's people that will be talking about their connections to the river, and I wonder if either John or Sydney, you guys have any connections to the Mississippi River. I say that, where are we sitting, John?
We're sitting right on the banks.
Mississippi River as we broadcast, but how about for you, Sydney?
Yeah, I actually grew up in Princeton, Minnesota, on a lake called Green Lake, which definitely lived up to its name. But just seeing the changes in that lake throughout my childhood, going into high school, there were more algae blooms, more and longer times where we'd see a bunch of dead fish washing up on the shore, and it was alarming. And so I knew that I wanted to do something to be able to give back to that lake. And when I started working with this campaign, Our Mississippi, Our Future, I actually realized that some of the inlets to that lake on Green Lake came from the Rum River, and the Rum River is connected to the Mississippi River, and there are so many connections for all of our water across all of Minnesota, and having the Mississippi River, a big economic engine for tourism, forestry, manufacturing, is a lot, but we all have our personal connections to the Mississippi, and it's our thing here in Minnesota, Mississippi.
You know, I've been in northern Minnesota pretty much all of my life, and I have been swimming in Pacagama Lake, which is a reservoir of the Mississippi River, for probably 65 years, and I can tell you with some feelings of regret, I guess, of the degradation of the water quality. Because I snorkel, I used to be able to swim along the drop-off in Pacagama at 12 to 15 feet of water and see the bottom clearly. And nowadays, about 7, maybe 10 feet on a good day is as deep as I can see.
Yeah. One of the things that with that Minnesota Pollution Control Agency report, I mean, knowing over half of our waters are impaired, in northern Minnesota, we're lucky that a lot of our waters are some of the cleaner waters still, but in order to make sure that we're protecting and being able to keep those waters in a relatively good condition so that they're not continuing to degrade, so we need to step up and act to protect them now.
So, Sydney, tell us about who you hope attends the events coming up a week from Thursday at Cohasset. Community Center, and also a week from Sunday in Bemidji. But can anyone attend this?
Yes, we would love anyone and everyone to attend it. In Grand Rapids, there will be a light dinner provided from 5 to 5:30, so please come and join and have a conversation with some people that maybe you've met before, maybe you haven't ever met before. We want everyone's voices to be heard, so that means you and your sister and your brother and your brother's best friend and anyone that you can possibly think of, we want them to be able to be part of the conversation too.
Yeah, there really is no limit to the to people who have a vested interest. Clean water is absolutely imperative for everyone, and I would think that anyone who has even a remote connection to the river and to the lakes that drain to the river, the whole watershed up here would be interested in what can be done, what is proposing to be done, that sort of thing. And sounds like that's what you guys are going to be heading for.
That's our goal, yes.
Now, you'd like it if folks sign up ahead of time. You can RSVP at their website, ourmississippifuture.org. Look for events there, and you can sign up for, Sydney, is it both the Grand Rapids event as well as the Bemidji event?
Yes, and there are a couple other across the state as well if you're in a different location, but they should all be listed on our website, ourmississippiourfuture.org/events.
All right, sounds great. Thanks, Sydney. Good to talk to you today.
You too. Thank you so much.
That's civic engagement organizer Sydney Ahrens from Our Mississippi, Our Future. Call us if you need more information. Again, some of the folks from that you know from KEXE, KBXE will be there, including our early bird fishing guide, Jeff Sundin. He'll be talking about how important clean water is to his livelihood and his passion of fishing. We hope to see you there a week from Thursday.